like it there too. I'm like, let's leave it, man.
We're in the middle of the parashiyos of Asiyas HaMishkan, Truma Tzave Kisisa V'Yakel Pekudei. Is all about the Sivuy of Melechus HaMishkan, the Klal Yisrael, doing the Mishkan. The Torah stresses all the way along that they didn't just do the Mishkan exactly what they had to do. Just because they had a Tzivuy, they had to do it. The Mishkan was done with a tremendous Nediva slave. The Torah stresses it over and over again. Nodav Libon, Nosol Libon. It was done with a tremendous Nediva slave. They appreciated the value, the chashivas of the Mishkan and the fact that Rabbi Yisrael is going to rest his skin amongst Klal Yisrael. And that was the attitude, how they went Keseda through the Asiyas HaMishkan. The Chasam Sofer says a Moedike Pshat in this week's parasha, in Kapitel Lamed Tes, Pasuk Mem Beis and Mem Gimel, the Torah says, "Kechol asher tziveh Hashem es Moshe kein also bnei Yisrael es kol avoda." They did the avoda exactly like the Rabbi Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu, and then he carries on, "Vaya Moshe hamelocha es kol hamelocha vino also oisik asher tziveh Hashem kein also." Moshe Rabbeinu saw the melocha that they've done exactly as Tzivu Hashem as Moshe. So what's this double lashon, the avoda and the melocha? Why is there two psukim over here? Says the Chasam Sofer, melocha is meleches yadayim, is the actual work, which the actual building of the Mishkan. Avoda, he says, avoda we find is often avoda shebelev. When it says, the Torah often writes the lashon, avoid is often referring to the avoidish I believe. Says the Chasam Sofer, Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Cain also bnei Solis call her avoido kecholish tzivshem as Moshe. They did the avoida, they did the nedivah slave exactly like Hashem wanted them to do it. They had a perfect nedivah slave, how they went about doing the Mishkan. Says Chasam Sofer, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know that? How could he know what's in their hearts? How could he know their perfect Nediva slave that they went up with in the building of the Mishkan? Says Chasam Sofer, I tell you how. Vaya Moshe es kol ha-melocha v'ino osu es kashtim v'shem es Moshe kein osu. The melocha was so perfect. The Asiyas HaMishkan was so perfect. It was such tremendous siyata d'shmaya and accompanying them throughout the Melechus HaMishkan, it must have been that they went with a perfect Nediva slave. From the Melocha being perfect, that was how Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the Avoda was also perfect. If a person goes to a mitzvah with a Nediva slave, wanting to do, realizing the privilege, appreciating the Toivo that Hashem's given us, that we can do a mitzvah, then he gets the tremendous siyata d'shmaya. And that's how they managed, even though it was a very complicated Asiyas HaMishkan, there's a lot of skills really involved in making it, but they managed everything. Besides the Menorah, Hashem had a special way how he wanted it done. They managed everything in such a perfect way, that showed the Nediva slave. And that's why it says, Chasam Sofer, Vayivorach Hoysam Moshe, when he saw the Melocha being perfect, and therefore the Avoida, meaning the Nediva slave perfect, they really deserved a special brocha, and that's the special brocha he gave them, Vinoyim, as Rashi brings. So we see from here that there is the mitzvah, and there's the way a person goes towards the mitzvah. And for that reason, we find there's an inyan of not doing a mitzvah, just the minimum, which is required from me. There's a mitzvah of doing a mitzvah behiduroi, of hidu mitzvah, that a person shouldn't just do the bare minimum, should add, do a little bit more. Hidu mitzvah, as we'll see, reflects on a person's attitude towards the mitzvah. The din of hidu mitzvah, we actually find if the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, learns it out of Zeh Keli Vandeyu, it's something Klal Yisrael undertook by Shiras Hayom, by after seeing, witnessing the Nisim of Kriyas Yam Tov, when they saw how the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was so perfect in the punishments which he gave the Mitzrayim, and they realized Hashem is so kind to them, and Hashem likes them so much. So they said, we're going to demonstrate in return our ava towards you, Ribbono Shel Olam. And Zeh Keli Van Vehu, we're not only going to do mitzvahs with the actual, doing the actual minimum, we're going to do Hidur Mitzvah. And Vehu, the Gemara learns out in Shabbos, Kuv Lama Gimla Beis, his Noe Lefonov B'mitzvahs, Asei Lefonov, Sukkah Noe, Lulav Noe, Shoifa Noe, Tzitzit Noe, Sefer Toya Noe, everything we're supposed to do in a beautiful way, that is the way we're supposed to go towards mitzvahs, not doing the minimum. Be mahadeh, hit a mitzvah. The Gemara says above a Kama Testament base, how far are you supposed to go with your hit a mitzvah? How much are you supposed to add? Says the Gemara, hit a mitzvah ad shlish. The mitzvah of hit a mitzvah is to add a shlish and add a third from the basic minimum. The Gemara's got a sophic, what does a third mean? Shlish milgav or shlish milbar. Shlish milgav means literally a third. Shlish milbar in practicality means a half. When you add the half on what your original cost was, then the hiddur is a third of the total. That's what shlish milbar means. So in practicality means adding 50% of the value of the cheapest option. That is the mitzvah of hiddur mitzvah. Hiddur mitzvah at shlish. I saw a beautiful Paradis Yosef which says, where does the inyan of shlish come from? Why is the shia just a shlish? He says a beautiful word from some Sforim. He says, we find Paroi, when he pursued Klal Yisrael by the Yamsuf, it says, for sholishim al kuloi. The Targum Yonson says over there, shish kulub, umolaisa tlisol. What does that mean? He says, we find the Chazam Malaysa means animals, with the first to Sus or Chamoy, it means animals. So he brings the Rishalmi. The Rishalmi says it quite clearly in Kelayim Perikes Halacha Beis. The minig was, the derech was, every chariot used to have two horses to pull it. That was the derech to do, two horses to pull a chariot. Came along Paroi. He decided, no, I need a more efficient chariot. I want to make a better chariot to pursue Klal Yisrael. He wanted a faster, better, most perfect chariot in order to pursue Klal Yisrael. Sholishim, he added a third horse to each chariot. That is the Sholishim al-Kulay, Doshtet Tal Yonson, Molisel Liso, and the Talmud says, in order to make the chariot go better and quicker to pursue Klal Yisrael much better. Carries on the Paradis Yosef. That's why we find the punishment, the Sholishim received a special punishment. They were there in order to pursue Klal Yisrael in a more efficient way. Umivcha Sholishov Tuvu B'Yamsu. We specify the Rabbeinu Shalom took their Sholishov, took their triple horse with triple, and wagons with triple amount of horses together, there were three horses, and he sunk them in the Yamsuf. Therefore, Klal Yisrael, when they become the soul, we're going to take the lesson from Paroi. You, Paroi, you decided to improve on the chariots. A shlish, you added a third horse to the chariots to pursue us. We're going to add a third to our mitzvahs instead. Our course of toiv is that we were saved, and we're going to learn from Paroi as well. We'll take this lesson from Paroi. That you, Paroi, you did your hidu in your sinner. By adding a third, we're going to add a third to our mitzvahs. It actually fits in quite nicely with the Shia Shlish Milbar, better than the Shlish Milgav, because he added on one out of two altogether, or three. It fits in nicely. La locha with the Paskin, we're makel with Shlish Milgav, the Shmur being shitters, we should do Shlish Milbar as well. But I call upon him, this is a nice remez where the Shlish comes from. From Paro, we learned that improvement is the Shia Shlish. We often learn from our sonim how their Moisa Nefesh and the Yetzer Hara, all his tactics to try and sway us from Torah mitzvahs, we use his determination how we should be determined to do our mitzvahs. So that's the Hidur Mitzvah Achlish. Generally, Hidur Mitzvah we find is to beautify the actual Chefzah Mitzvah, the Chefetz which we use for the mitzvah. That is the mitzvah of Hidur Shlish, as we brought before the Loshon Gemara in Shabbos, is Sukkah Noe, Lulav Noe, Tzitzis noe, Sefer Torah noe, Echevzesh a mitzvah. We shouldn't just take the cheapest and the minimum kosher one. We should improve on the mitzvahs and do all the mitzvahs in a nice way. Have a nicer Echevzesh a mitzvah. Rashi in Bava Kama, Tes Omid Beis, adds, he seemed to have this girsa in the Gemara Shabbos, he adds talis noe. Not only the tzitzit, which refers to the threads, the chutim, are supposed to be nice chutim, the talis, the beged, should also be a talis noya. The Mephoshim are very concerned about this Rashi, because the talis is not really the chefzesh mitzvah. The mitzvah is, if you're wearing a four-cornered beged, put tzitzit on the beged. But the beged is not the chefzesh mitzvah. The chefzesh mitzvah are the chutim which you put on the beged. The beged is what a person wears. Any beged, if a person got four corners, he's supposed to put the tzitzis on it. So why should there be a hidden mitzvah on the talis of talis noya? That's not really the chefet shel mitzvah. So, like we said, mezuzah noya, we mentioned in the past, there's a mitzvah to have a nice mezuzah. Just because the chiv through the house you have a mezuzah, it doesn't mean there's a special mitzvah to have a bayis noy, in order that your mezuzah noy should be attached to a bayis noy. So there shouldn't be a mitzvah of talis noy, just because the tzitzis are attached to the talis. So the Arzad Beirav, he says, it's true that the actual kiyuma mitzvah is the chutim, but the maisa mitzvah is done with the talis. The ituf, the levisha is done with that. With the talis, we wear the talis, and that's how we're mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. So even though the actual kiyum mitzvah is the chutim, is the tzitzis, but the maisa mitzvah, the action which we do in order to get to the mitzvah, the action is done with the talis. And that's why there's a mitzvah not only to have nice chutim on our beged, we should have a nice talis with which we do the maisa mitzvah. Our broch in the morning and on our talis called is lehisate patzitzis. So we wear the talis, and that's how we are mekayim our mitzvah tzitzis. So even though the talis is not called the chifetcha mitzvah, but since with that we do the maisa mitzvah, the pa'ula of the mitzvah, the pa'ula of the mitzvah, the chifetcha which actually you use for the pa'ula shal mitzvah, is also a mitzvah to do it in a nice way. With that he explains, there's another interesting item mentioned in the Brayos and Shabbos. It says, when you write a Sefer Torah, write it bekulmus noa, to yoinoa, nice ink, or bekulmus noa, with a nice quill. Now again, the quill which the Sefer uses for the Ksivas Sefer Torah, that's not a chifet shel mitzvah. The mitzvah is the Ksiva, is the actual letters which the quill writes. Nice ink, and you can understand, that makes a beautiful Sefer Torah. But the nice quill doesn't add to the beauty of the Sefer Torah in any way. So why is there a mitzvah bekulmus noya? The answer is the same answer, says the Arzad Beirav. Because the maisa mitzvah, the pa'ula, which you do, you use the pen in order to get to your ksiva noya. So any chafetz used for your pa'ula shal mitzvah is also included in Zekei Leva'iveyu to have a nice pen. It's heard of that great Gedolim, they had a special pen which they wrote for Ksivas Divrei Torah. Writing down Divrei Torah is also a mitzvah. So why don't you have a nice pen for writing down Divrei Torah? Kulmus Noe. It's a similar mitzvah. It's not actually Ksivas Sefer Torah, but it's a similar attitude and a similar type of mitzvah that one should have a Kulmus Noe for Ksivas Sefer Torah. Reb Chaim Shulevitz Zatzal, it's brought down in Hippo Bachruso in his young, there's once a discussion between the Gedolei Yisroel about this famous Rashi in Bava Kama Tesra Beis, Talis Noi. Why should there be a hidden mitzvah by Talis Noi? That's not the Chifet Shal Mitzvah. So the Chaim Shalevitz, why is everybody challenging Rashi? The Gemara, you do understand, said the Chaim Shalevitz. One of the examples of the Gemara is Shofar Noi. Said the Chaim Shalevitz, the shofar is not the chefzesh mitzvah. The mitzvah is the shmias koil shofar. Our mitzvah of shofar on Rosh Hashanah is not the blowing. Our mitzvah is the hearing, the koil of the shofar. Asher kitchonu b'mitzvos v'tzivonu lishmoya koil shofar. Our mitzvah is hearing the koil of the shofar. So really the shofar is just what brings us which produces the tekiah which we need to hear. But the actual mitzvah is hearing the noise of the shofar. So we said to Chaim Shalevitz, instead of asking the kasha on Rashi, we need to understand the Gemara. Why is the mitzvah of a shofar noise? A nice shofar. The mitzvah is the koil shofar. The mitzvah is not the actual shofar. So, and still the Gemara says, there's a mitzvah shofar noise. The answer is the same answer, but that is the chifetz with which we do the pa'ula, which provides us the mitzvah. So therefore you use the shofar to produce the koil shofar. On that there's also mitzvah hita mitzvah. So talis noah of Rashi is not that far removed from the shofar noah which is written in the Gemara. So I call upon him, that is one explanation in Rashi, that not only was supposed to be mahadeh to have tzitzis noah, was supposed to be mahadeh in the talis noah as well. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Tshuvas Igros Moshe, he says, what Rashi means is the talis, which is miyuchid for tefillah. Rashi doesn't necessarily mean the talis cotton, which we wear for ki mitzvah tzitzis only. He means the talis cotton, which is a beged miyuchid for tefillah. So he says to Moshe Feinstein, any chefetz used for kovet shemayim is called a chefetz shel mitzvah. It may be, says Moshe Feinstein, it's just a minik. It may not even be a chiyuv talis gotel b'shas tefillah. We need to wear tzitzis b'shas krishma for sure. The talis gotel, maybe, it says Moshe Feinstein, it's not only not a chiyuv, it may be just under the category of minik, but nevertheless, it's a chifetz which is meyuchad to be used for kovod shemayim in order to be mechaber the tefillah. It's a chifetz meyuchad le tefillah, says Moshe Feinstein. Any chefetz, which is used for kovod shemayim, is called a chefetz shel mitzvah, and is a mitzvah of hidden mitzvah to make sure it's a talis noy. And that would apply if a person has a special couple for davening, or a gartel for davening. It's irrelevant which chefetz one uses for davening. Talis noy, this is a beged put aside miyuchid for kovod shemayim when one davens in order to have respectable clothes. It's a mitzvah. If a person have a special suit for davening, it would be the same thing. It would be a talis noy, all included. Anything used for kovod shemayim for mitzvahs is a mitzvah to have a beautiful chefetz, all part of the mitzvah of zekeli mavi. Now, hidden mitzvah extends further than that as well. Not only hidden mitzvah is the chefetz mitzvah is to be a beautiful chefetz mitzvah. Hidden mitzvah goes further, that the pa'ula shel mitzvah should be done in a mechubadika way. The action of the mitzvah, even when it doesn't involve the chefetz, there is also a mitzvah of doing the pa'ula in a mechubadika way. Where do we have an example of hidden mitzvah on the pa'ula shel mitzvah without a chefetz shel mitzvah, without a chesh mitzvah? Besides this kulmus non maybe example, if there's a clear example, Rashi in Psochim Tzadik Tesma Beis. We all know, when it comes to Erev Pesach afternoon, we don't have a meal. So Mishnah, at the beginning of our Psochim, a person shouldn't eat a suda Mizman mincha lemalo on Erev Pesach. Erev Shabbos is also a mitzvah, not as chomer as Erev Pesach. Erev Sukkot is a mitzvah as well. Why? Says the Mishnah, sheyoichel matzah leti ovoin, in order that he should eat his matzah by night with appetite. Says Rashi and the Rashbam there, Sukkot are the tesabes, it's hidu mitzvah. To eat your matzah with appetite is hidden mitzvah. Rashi says quite clearly, mishum hidden mitzvah. The chefetz is the same chefetz. The matzah is the same matzah, and the person is the same person. But his pa'ula, his action, should be a mechubadika pa'ula shel mitzvah, should be a choshev pa'ula, should be a choshev ma'aseh achila. A ma'aseh achila when a person is full is not such a choshev ma'aseh achila. But a ma'aseh achila when a person has got appetite, that is a choshev ma'aseh mitzvah. You made the ma'aseh mitzvah much more choshev. Hidden mitzvah extends to all areas of the mitzvah. Side to the chepet which you're using for the mitzvah, and side for the pa'ula, how you do the mitzvah. The pa'ula should be done in a choshev respectable oifim. We find many in Yonim that a person should do a ma'aseh mitzvah no chubetik and oifim. We find Barovam Hadras Melech doing a mitzvah with other people together makes it much more of a chubadik. Simcha shal mitzvah, each of them have got all separate mekoyas. Mitzvah simcha makes it a more respect, more chubadik a ma'isa. But it all includes included in the heading of Hidden Mitzvah. Mitzvah should be done in the best and most beautiful oifen. The chevah should be beautiful, and the Maisa Mitzvah must also be done in a choshva oifen. The Rambam, in the end of Hilchos Isurim Mizbeach, the Rambam discusses Menochos, the Mishnah and the Gemara discusses various levels, what type of oils and what types of chitim are best for the mincha. Says the Rambam, what do we need to know all this for? It's all kosher. Kulam kshele menochos. So, lama nimnu, why do we need to know all the various levels of qualities of oils and chitim for the menochos? They're all kosher in any case. Says the Rambam, no. But you need to know it in order to know which is the best. Sheroitze lezakeis atzma yokuf yitzre horo v'yarech v'yodoy v'yovi min hayofa o meshuva b'yoysa. There is always a yetzer hara, says the Rambam, that when it comes to mitzvahs, it's kosher, it's fine, I don't need to do any more than that, I'm becoming the mitzvah, what do I need to do more than that? Says the Rambam, there's a clear yetzer hara there, to push a person just to be yotze the basic mitzvah. But a person's mitzvah is to, in order to be mahadah the mitzvah. Yokov Yitzroy, doing hidden mitzvah, is a mitzvah which pushes away the yetzer hara, and there is your mitzvah the best. And the Rambam brings a whole list of examples of here. First of all, says the Rambam, we see that by Cain and Hevel. Hevel brought the best for his carbon. Vayisha Hashem Hevel Mechoso. You see, that's the correct way of doing things. Says the Rambam, but any mitzvah is the same thing. If you build a base HaKnesset, says the Rambam, bon a base tefillah, make sure it's Normi Beis Shavoso. It must be the best building. Hechel Rov, you got mitzvah of feeding a hungry person, says the Rambam, Yachim Min HaToish Mechoto, give him the best foods. Kisa Oroim, you got mitzvah of providing somebody with clothing, Yechasim Min HaYofish Kuzay, give him the best item of clothing. Everything, do the best, V'chein Oime Kol Chelev LaShem. When it comes to any action of Avoid Hashem, to give the best. So the Rambam, his Arichas is interesting, and his words are beautiful, that every mitzvah, there's a yetzer hara which pushes us. Doesn't matter. But why should I do the best? I'm yetzer. No, there's a mitzvah to do a hidden mitzvah. Mitzvah is in the best oifen. And the mitzvah you see from the Rambam, one added point which the Achronim use, it's not just, it's called a better mitzvah. You become a better person. Hidden mitzvah is not just in order to make the Maisa mitzvah a better mitzvah. You've done a better mitzvah. And you become a better person because you've been kovish your yetzer hara, which is pushing you to take away the attitude towards mitzvahs. And you've got a mitzvah to show chashivas for mitzvahs. By doing hidden mitzvah, it's not only as the Chayin Lucha did. It's a mitzvah mitzad the chifetz. It's mitzad the gavra, the person himself. If he improves his attitude towards mitzvahs, he becomes a better person. So the Rambam adds this extra point, that hidden mitzvah, which we learned, is a mitzvah to improve mitzvahs, improves the person as well. There is a Mechudashtika Bi'alocha in Simon Tov Reish Nun Vov, which says another, a third get of Hidden Mitzvah, which is not just improving the Chesed Mitzvah, not just improving the action of the Mitzvah. The Bi'alocha talks about, if one's got, he talks about Turas Roigim, you got an Esed which is kosher, but there is a Machlech Sapostim about it. But the Alocha is that it's kosher. And you got another Esed which is kosher L'choladeus. Both are kosher. The halacha is it's kosher. And once kosher is kosher. And you've got another as well. That's kosher on holidays. Says the bi'alocha, for hidden mitzvah, there's applies over here the rule, hidden mitzvah al shlish, to take the esru, which is kosher on holidays, that's also included in hidden mitzvah al shlish, which is a tremendous kiddush. The chevet mitzvah could be even not so beautiful. The esrog's kosher, it may not be as beautiful as the other one. The pa'ula, the action of netilas lulav, is not improved. But what has improved is my chashivas and mitzvahs, that I should always want to be yotze the mitzvah l'chol ha'deis. Not just kosher is kosher. There is a inyan mitzvah, the person, his attitude to mitzvahs, trying to do best, realize the chashivas of mitzvahs, and realize the chashivas of mitzvahs, and therefore you your attitude to mitzvah, to Lord, be do the best. I want to be eating holidays. That's also included in the mitzvah of hidden mitzvah, to do everything in the best possible way. The Ritva in Shavuos also says it in a similar lashon. He says that the mitzvah of hidden mitzvah is his noel of follow by mitzvah shaloy he mitzvah bezuyas olov elosh he choshuv be'inov. The inyan of hidden mitzvah is to show and to work upon the soul that mitzvah should be choshuv and not bezuyas be'inov. I heard a beautiful story last week at Tachasna, which helps us perhaps get inspiration how to be machshir the mitzvahs. We find great people, the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, for example, he was so machshir mitzvahs, he was so upset when it came to his Zman B'Tirosei, such a beautiful world, with Kechabrain so many mitzvahs, and he held up his tzitzis, with a few coppers you can buy a pair of tzitzis, and the tzitzis is a mitzvah, keneged kol ha-Torah kulo. It's such a choshev a mitzvah. We're supposed to learn from them. If they were machshir mitzvahs, how much more so should we be machshir mitzvahs? So this story I heard was like this. There was this shul in Russia, in Petersburg, and it was the killer there was unfortunately a little bit further removed from Kiyum Torah mitzvahs, but Rosh Hashanah in Yom Kippur, there was absolute full attendance. And it was packed full on Rosh Hashanah in Yom Kippur. And it wasn't just the regular villagers, it was really the richest and the wealthiest and the most well-known people, barons and lords, all sorts of people turned up to this shul when it came to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. When it came to auctioning Psicha for Ne'ila, it got really exciting. And it went up and up the bidding, till finally some baron, the name was Baron Ginsburg, he put in a bid 2,000 ruble. Now that apparently is a large amount of money. 2,000 ruble was a huge fortune to pay for Psicha for Ne'ila. But there was another baron called Baron Pollack. He wasn't going to be outdone so quickly. He put in a bid 2,500 ruble. And he was the one who won the bid, and he got the Psicha Ne'ila. This Baron Pollack turns to his neighbor and says, "What is Psicha for Ne'ila?" So his neighbor looked at him incredulously. What do you mean? You've just promised, you've just undertaken a huge fortune, 2,500 rubles, which is equivalent to hundreds of thousands of pounds in our current day money, and you don't even know what you're buying. What on earth did you just do? He said, "I don't know what it is, but one thing I can tell you, if Baron Ginsburg was prepared to pay 2,000 rubles, then I'm prepared to pay 2,500. So therefore, it's definitely something obviously worth the while." So we see here, sometimes we don't appreciate, we don't know exactly the chashivas of a mitzvah. We may not appreciate exactly how privileged we are to do a mitzvah. But if the Vilna Gaon, he was machshiv a mitzvah tzitzis, so much so that he was crying when he left the world. So that can give us a little bit of inspiration. So then it's obviously something worth our while, and worth our while to add the chashivas to it as well. So therefore, that is the mitzvah of hidden mitzvah, of bimachshir mitzvahs, and our attitude mitzvah, which Klal Yisrael demonstrated so strongly by Binyan HaMishkan. And that, as we see from the Rambam, not only the Rambam says that makes us better people, and Rashi in Rosh Hashanah says also quite clearly, Bizman sheyisro mechamma mitzvahs, mistatmim dvoro shel sotan. It takes away the whole power of the sotan against us. It takes away all kitrugim, if there's ever kitrug chas v'sholem shemayim against. So then chivav mitzvahs shows us, gives the sotan, it takes away his whole power of kitrug against Klal Yisrael. It shows the sultan how much we're machshim. So therefore, hidden mitzvah makes us better people and removes kitrugim. So therefore, it's a tremendous schir to have hidden mitzvah. I'd just like to end off with a vort which I saw in the beginning of this week's parasha. The pasuk starts, Eile pikudei hamishkon mishkan hoedus asher pugapi Moshe. So Rashi brings shtepon, what's this double loshon, ham mishkon mishkan. Says Rashi, remez lemigdosh shenismashken b'shnei churbonim al avoyneseyem shalisom. The double word mishkan is to give us a remez that twice the mikdosh, beis hamikdosh, was taken away to us as a mashkan because of our avoyneseyem shalisom. It was taken as a mashkan. When you take away a mashkin, there's a mitzvah of hachzoras a mashkin. By taking a mashkin, when a malva takes a mashkin, there's a mitzvah to return the mashkin. At boy Hashemesh teshivenoloi. Hashem took the base of midrash away from us as a mashkin. Fine. We're true. We were guilty. We owe the Rabbi Shalom. But what about at boy Hashemesh teshivenoloi? Why don't we get it back? Said the Zom of Elozhin, a frightening word. Says, do you know why a malva is meant to give back the mashkin? The posuk carries on. If the poor loiver is missing his beged, whether it's a night beged and he needs it by night, whether it's a day beged and he needs it by day, he's going to daven. And if he davens to me, I need it. I'm going to listen. Hashem listens to tefillahs. Says of Zemel Lozen, the mitzvah of Achzoras HaMashkin applies when the loiver is missing something and he needs it back and he wants it back and he davens for it back. Then there's a mitzvah, give it back to him, no, they shouldn't daven. Says of Zemel Lozen, if we would only daven to Hashem, we need the Mishkan, we want the Mishkan, please give us the Mishkan, we'll get it back. There's a mitzvah of Achzoras HaMashkin. The problem is, we don't appreciate how much we're missing. We don't realize how much we're lacking. And we don't understand how much we need the Mishkan. And therefore our tefillahs, says Rabbi Zalmullah, are not in the full intensity as they could be. That's why Hashem hasn't done the mitzvah yet of Hachzoras HaMashkan. But says Rabbi Zalmullah, not only if Klal Yisrael as a unit will daven for the return of the Mishkan, Hashem, as it will have to return the Mashkin to us. Similarly, if one single Yid, if he at least appreciates, and he, Tucker, really understands he wants the Mishkan back, he'll get it back. He'll get it back, his private Hashor Hashchina, his private closest to Hashem, his private benefits, which he would have had the Mishkan still be Mas, he'll get it back. He says every person can get back his Hachzoras HaMishkan, his connection with Hashem, and his private Siyata Deshmaya, which he needs, which he feels he's missing. He feels I would have it had I still had the Mishkan. And please Hashem, I know you took this Mashkan, but I need it back. I know I owe you still, but for the moment I need it back. Can I have it back while I need it? Hashem will give it back to him. He said, we just need to make sure we are the Vehoi Ki Yitzhak, and then we'll get it. We've just had Parsha Shkolim, the Yoses of Parsha Shkolim, the little bit we try and understand, especially the Musaf Yoses, but I think we only said the Musaf one, not the Shachis ones. So the Musaf ones, the Parsha Shkolim is just this Indian as well. With Downing, Shkolim was the first stage of bringing the Kabonis, was donating towards the Asiyas HaMishkan, donating towards the Kabonis and the Mishkan. And when we lined Parsha Shkolim, and when we spoke about Parsha Shkolim, we down to the Rebbe, please treat our tefillahs and bring us back. We want to actually do it. When we talk about Parsha Shkolim, we want to donate the Mishkan. We realize we need the Mishkan, and therefore we want to do it. And therefore, if we down to Hashem, please give it back. We want to be Mekayim, the mitzvah, Matzim, Zasa Shekel, and we want the Beis HaMikdash back. It'll come back. When it comes to Purim, we're on the way to Purim. The Rambam writes in his Hakdoma to Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Rambam discusses the Inyan of Baal Tosif. We're not allowed to add any mitzvahs to the mitzvahs of the Torah. There's Tariag mitzvahs and Tariag mitzvahs only. We're not allowed to add any mitzvahs. Says the Rambam, the Chacham did add mitzvahs. They added the Tilis Adayim, they added the Kriyas Megillah. Says the Rambam, they didn't add it to the Torah, saying that it belongs to the Torah and it's another mitzvah which the Rabboshi gave us Sinai. This was extra takonas, extra mitzvahs for our benefit, and Chazal understood that we need this mitzvah in order to get a certain lesson out of it. Says the Rambam, why is there a mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah on Purim? Says the Rambam, the mitzvah is of Megillah in order we should understand. Lo dionu, he says a few words, I'm saying the last words of the Rambam. She emesu mashiv dechonu a toira doisho, mi ka amcho yisol asher loya lekim karoivim eilov, bechol koreinu eilov. The mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah is exclusively teach us, tefillah works, davening works. They davened, they were in a terrible sorrow in the time of Haman Arosha, and there was a terrible gezeirah which was signed in Shemayim. Clouds were on the verge of extinction. They were going to become extinct, they were going to be destroyed. Only through the power of tefillah they were saved, and it worked. tefillah achieved. So we need to lie Megillah every year in order to understand and realize tefillah is a power. We need to daven, and we daven, we get there. And that is the lesson we're supposed to get from Kriyas Megillah, in order to remind our souls that we have got our connection. The Rabbeinu Shleinam, Asheloi Kikrevet B'chol Kareinu Eilov. One more lesson we've got from this Vaitas Mishkan Eidus. So as we've said, the Mishkan was taken from us as a Mashkan, and it's waiting to be returned to us, and it will get returned to us if we dump it and appreciate that we're missing it and we want it. Says there's Naim LaTorah, we have to realize as well in the same point that the Mishkan is not gone, it's just changed position. A Mashkan is not something you destroy. You're not allowed to destroy a mashkin. A malvah takes a mashkin, has to look after it. He's a shomer. Whether it's a shomer chinah or a shomer socha, that's irrelevant. But he's a shomer. So he's a shomer, he has to look after it. And has to be available anytime ready when the loiva pays his debt and when the loiva needs it back. So therefore we have to realize it may look to us that the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Maybe the physical structure of the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed. But the Rukhni is the Toichn of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash Rukhni, the Beis HaMikdash Malah is there. It's already, it's waiting for us. Beis HaMikdash Malah, Mechuvan Keneged Mikdash Malta, it's there. We're just waiting for it to drop down, as Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah, that when the time comes, it'll come down from Shemayim, ready built, it's all there. It's a mashkin. The Rabbi Shem is holding on to the mashkin, waiting for us to daven for it, waiting for us to ask for it, waiting for us to realize that we're lacking it. And as soon as we do that, we'll get it. So we just need to be mechazik our souls in realizing the chashivas of it. And perhaps with all our mitzvahs, realizing the chashivas and mitzvahs, and then davening accordingly, and then we'll talk to be zoicha to the binyan Beis HaMikdash. Amen.